Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 13th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled Cultivating Compassion, Improving Xinxing, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, Cultivating Compassion, Improving Xinxing, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. Greetings, revered master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. Right after the persecution started in 1999, I had some hatred for those who were being used by the evil to persecute Falun Gong practitioners ruthlessly. I thought they were the worst people in the world. That hatred slowly vanished as I better understood the real meaning of compassion. Master said in teaching the Fa at the conference in Houston, quote, "The other day I said something to you all. I said that if you can't love your enemy, then you can't become a Buddha. How could a god or a person who is cultivating see an everyday person as his or her enemy? How could they have enemies? Of course, at the present, you can't achieve this, but you will achieve it gradually. In the end, you will achieve it, because your enemies are human beings among the crowds of ordinary people. How could humans become the enemies of gods? How could they be worthy of being the enemies of gods?" End quote. I am still far below the requirements of the Fa. I have not done the three things well, but Master looks after me in every test. He knew that I would not validate the Fa in an upright way, but that I had to pass this hurdle, so he mercifully arranged opportunities for me. Despite my low cultivation level, I would like to share with you and report to Master some of my cultivation experiences. Statement signed regretfully. I visited another practitioner a few years ago. We and others were arrested together by police officers and agents from the 610 office who were lurking nearby. I had not been arrested since the persecution began. I was scared, and my heart beat like a bouncing ball. I did not know what to do. I silently recited Master's words, quote, "Compassion can harmonize heaven and earth, ushering in spring," end quote. The Fa rectifies the cosmos from Hong Yin, Volume 2. My heartbeat slowed slightly, and I became calm. All practitioners were interrogated separately. I was concerned for my family, so I gave the officers my name. I was taken to the police station, but I was not scared because I knew Master was looking after me. I did not hate them, since I knew they were just a tool used in the persecution. I calmly talked to them and openly answered their questions. I told them how I shared cultivation experiences, how I improved my family relationships because of my uplifting in Xinjing, and how I looked inward for my shortcomings. I then signed a document they presented to me, thinking that I would be released soon. I did not know at the time that the document had compromised me. I did not think I would be persecuted. Indeed, I was transferred to my local police station and released the same evening. I later regretted signing the statement, because doing so is against the Fa's standards. I later learned that two practitioners were still illegally detained, and that one of them was taken to a brainwashing center. I participated in the rescue, and both of them were eventually released. Police officer awakens. A local policeman came to my house after I got home. This had never happened before. Thinking that this was a good opportunity to tell him the facts about Falun Gong, I asked him to come in a friendly tone. I talked to him as I would to my own child. I told him the goodness of DAFA and health benefits I received. I told him what the consequences of the persecution would be to China. I informed him of the crimes Zhou Yongkang and Bo Zhilai had committed. He was greatly shocked and said that policemen had been deceived by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. We talked for almost 4 hours. One day, this policeman called me and said that agents from the city's 610 office wanted to see me. He knew that I was with my daughter and said meaningfully, "It's great that you're not at home." He called me again a little later. In a stern tone, he asked me where I was. When I offered to meet him at home some other time, he declined in an impatient manner and hung up. The 610 agents were in the office with him, and he was acting that way for their benefit. He had truly protected me. My eyes filled with tears. On another occasion, this policeman knocked on my door when I was not at home. My daughter and granddaughter answered. They were frightened when they saw the officer. He comforted my daughter and said that it would be all right as long as we practiced Falun Gong at home. This police officer was indeed awakened. Harassed for suing Jiang Zemin. Like other practitioners in our FA study group, I filed a criminal complaint against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin in June 2015. A few months later, many practitioners who filed the lawsuits were harassed from time to time. I was not scared. I was mentally ready to respond if they came to me. They did not come until the night before April 25th, 2016. The one officer called my daughter to ask that I contact the police. I did not do that. The police came to my home and did not find me. They came again the following day, trying to figure out where I was. I called this officer from outside, calmly asked him the reason he wanted to see me, and offered to discuss issues over the phone. When he insisted that he meet me in person, I asked if he would videotape the meeting. He assured me in a soft tone that we could meet at the time and place of my choosing and that he would not be in uniform. When we finally met, he suggested, "At your age, you should just enjoy your golden years." I replied, "For more than 10 years, I have followed the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, to be a better person. Sometimes I might have done things poorly and did not meet the requirement of DAFA." He unexpectedly replied that I was doing fine. I was a political worker with strong mentality of struggle. I had been deeply instilled with Communist Party culture. "If I was not polite to you over the phone, I apologize," I said. Before I could say more, he said that this was all that he wanted to know. He quickly went to his car and left. I told my husband that I thought the officer met with me because I filed the lawsuit. The meeting felt strange. Why did he not even mention the words Falun Gong or lawsuit to me? Obviously, he did not speak it out because persecuting Falun Gong is unjustifiable. My family is no longer afraid. They support me and have given me a more relaxed environment to validate the FA. My fear evaporates. Before these incidents, I did not have courage and felt timid when I faced the police. I tried to avoid them deep in my heart. Compared to other practitioners, I felt that my cultivation level was far inferior. Since these incidents, I have had no fear of the police. I do not hate those who persecute Falun Gong, even though they did bad things under the influence of the party. They are still conscientious when they do their jobs. They are also beings who should be saved. Master said in A Brief Explanation of Shan, in Essentials for Further Advancement, quote, "Shan is the manifestation of the nature of the universe at different levels and in different dimensions. It is also the fundamental nature of great enlightened beings. Therefore, a cultivator must cultivate Shan and assimilate to the nature of the universe, Zhen Shan Ren," end quote. The mission of DAFA disciples in the FA rectification period is to save people. We must cultivate compassion and let it restrain the malicious factors of those working in an evil environment. Instirred by reflection, Master said, quote, "True thoughts dissolve all. The whole sky is clear," end quote. Let us disintegrate the evil with our righteous thoughts. DAFA practitioners in the FA rectification period should follow Master and not give in to the persecution the old forces set up to test us. If we are not truly one with the FA, we will be disturbed by the old forces.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.